It's titled, it hasn't changed, right? Okay. High iron, low aluminum basalts, evidence of extensive mantle processing on Earth, Moon, Mars, Vesta, Venus, and Io by Filberto, Kirchhoff, Schwanzer, Kiefer, and Treeman. And Justin will give the talk.
Thank you for staying to the end. So I'm going to talk about high iron, low aluminum basalts, and since I'm now in a lunar session, I'm really going to focus on what can the extensive knowledge about the moon teach us about planetary basalt formation on other planets. Do we have similar basalt compositions and mineralogy on the Earth, Mars, Vesta, Venus, and possibly even Io? So in order to conduct this study, we have compared rocks from all of these planetary bodies, and the big thing that we focus on is, do they have the same mineralogy? So what do we know about lunar basalt genesis? And this is a very quick overview since we're in a lunar session and everyone else has gone over this. But the moon underwent an extensive differentiation in during the crystallization of a magma ocean. This produced a heavily stratified and heterogeneous residual mantle, which upon remelting, possibly during the mantle overturn, we produced mare basalts and picrhytic glasses. And the mantle source region was olivine and pyroxenes, and when these remelt, we produce basalts that are enriched in Mg, Fe, and aluminum. So do we have basalts from other planetary bodies with similar mineralogy to the Mare basalts? This is mineralogy, and sorry, this is a bit of an eye chart, but the important thing to notice, first, these are the planetary bodies we're looking at, and these are the basalts that we're going to be comparing. For the moon, I've avoided anything with a lot of plagioclase in it, mostly because for the rest of these rocks, they're dominated by olivines and pyroxenes. Also, you probably noticed that you've never heard of a ferropicrite before, and we're using these for the Earth instead of typical morbs and oibs and tholeites, because they have similar mineralogy to the moon, and they also are not products, direct products of a typical mantle. They have seen extensive mantle processing. For Mars, we have the shergotites. Again, we're focusing on the liquid basaltic composition, so we've avoided the cumulates. So we're focusing on the basaltic shergotites and the olivine ferric shergotites. We also have surface rock compositions, the Gusev basalts and home plate pyroclastic compositions. For Vesta, again, I'm choosing just the representative liquid compositions, so we're using the basaltic eucrites. For Venus and Io, we have much less data. The Venus composition, we have surface chemistry from Venera and Vega missions, but we have no mineralogy of these rocks, so we're not sure that they haven't been altered. An alteration on Venus could affect the iron and aluminum compositions. For Io, we have even less data. I'm using some model compositions from Laszlo Kistei and Alfred McEwen. So they do have similar mineralogy. They're all olivine and pyroxene ferric rocks. And so we're going to use these suites to compare the iron and aluminum concentrations of these rocks. And I've chosen iron and aluminum because the increasing iron is going to represent how extensively fractionated it is. Again, aluminum will do the opposite. So this is the diagram I'm going to be using, and I'll continuously add the data sets as we go along. And I'm going to start with the lunar basalts, and here are the lunar Mare basalts in green glasses. This is bulk weight percent in the entire rock, and it's FeO versus Al2O3, and you can see that the lunar Mare basalts and lunar green glasses cluster right around here, around 20 to 25 weight percent iron, and a range from right around 10 weight percent aluminum. If we now add ferropicrites, which are our terrestrial suite, and you can see up here I'm going to switch planets every time I add a new data set, you can see that the ferropicrites have similar ranges in iron, possibly not quite as high as the lunar rocks, and possibly to slightly lower aluminum concentrations than the lunar rocks, but they do have similar iron to aluminum ratios. If we look at the Martian basalts, the shergotites plotted here in red circles, the surface compositions which plot here and they kind of form a continuous trend. You can see that, and again, they plot with similar iron and aluminum concentrations, slightly higher than the ferropickrites, slightly lower than the lunar Mare basalts, but again, clustering right in this range. If we add the basaltic eucrites, you can see that they plot on the high aluminum end of the spectra, but we do have a number of basaltic eucrites that plot with the high iron, low aluminum concentrations of the rest of these rocks. If we look at the Venusian compositions from Veneer and Vega, these have very large error bars on them, but they plot here towards the higher aluminum, lower iron concentrations. There is a little bit of overlap with the eucrites, but again, we don't know if these have been altered. In a Venusian atmosphere, we are going to alter the iron and aluminum concentrations, and that could drive us actually down into this field. It's something that we're not quite sure about with these rocks. For the IO model compositions, they kind of plot everywhere, and this is because we have the model is melting three different regions of the mantle. First, we have the residual mantle that's been remelted and remelted and remelted, and the partial melts of that are going to plot in here, again, along with the lunar rocks, the shergotites, the ferropickrites, and the eucrites. If we partially remelt the crust and remelt the crust and remelt the crust, we're going to plot here, similar to the Venusian compositions, assuming that they are basaltic. And if we remelted mantle, we're going to keep driving ourselves higher in iron, and that's actually what these plots are, what those compositions are, and have the highest iron concentrations. So this shows that on a very differentiated IO, we could potentially have rocks similar to the lunar basalts. We could potentially have something similar to Venusia, the Venus compositions, and we might even have something more extreme than what we're seeing on the moon. So we know that, or we've just shown that on the Earth, Moon, Mars, and Vesta, we have these high iron, low aluminum concentrations, and we could possibly even have them on Venus and Io. And we know that on the Moon, these formed by a magma ocean and remelting the residual cumulates in the mantle. So do we have evidence for a magma ocean or just extensive mantle processing on all of these other planets? And the answer is yes. For each of the planets we have listed, the Moon, we know that we had an extensive magma ocean. On the Earth, it's been suggested by Hofmeister that there was a possible magma ocean, and we know that the ferropickrites in particular are not typical melts of the mantle, that they are some processed residual mantle. On Mars, there's extensive evidence for a heterogeneous mantle from isotopes, from trace elements, and Lindy Alkins-Tanton has suggested that this heterogeneous mantle was caused by a possible magma ocean, that is highly debated. On Vesta, we have pretty good evidence that there was a magma ocean, that the basaltic eucrites are the last dregs that floated to the top of the magma ocean and then crystallized. We have a range of sequence from dunites through Kleiner peroxenites. And then on Vesta and Io, again, we have very little data, so the models can run rampant and tell whatever they want to tell. But there has been suggested by Lindy Alkins-Tanton in 2007, among many others, that we should have a heterogeneous mantle on Io. On Vesta, and this could be possibly from a magma ocean. On Io, we have a lot of modeling from Laszlo Kostay and others that have suggested that there may be a, even till today, a mushy magma ocean with up to 50 volume percent basaltic liquids still in the mantle. We know that because of tidal heating, Io should have been partially melted and remelted and remelted, and so we should have extreme compositions. We do see that from the surface eruption temperatures on Io, that they should range to extremely hot basalts. So, in conclusion, the presence of high iron, low aluminum basalts, similar to the lunar basalts on planetary bodies, suggest formation from a heavily processed source region. And this could either be from magma ocean, like we have on the Moon, or extensive multiple melting events, as we would have on Io. Therefore, such compositions are good indicators about the extent of mental processing that a planetary body has seen. Thank you.
We have all the time for questions we want, since that was the last talk, so Clive?
There's a range of suites. This is data from all of these suites. They're from the Pechanga in Russia. There's some from the Ontario province. There's some from Brazil and some from Africa. I've taken most of the suites as they are and focused mostly on the ones that people have called mantle-derived or highest magnesium ones. And Stone et al. Has done experiments on the Ontario ones that have shown that they are mantle-derived from some extensive mantle. So I've focused on the ferropicrites that are more magnesium-rich and have similar compositions to the lunar basalts. The MG number, I don't have a plot of them. The MG number of the ones I've plotted are all very similar to the lunar basalt, so I have excluded the ones that have gone to fractionation.
And you use just low TI
for Mari basalt? I've focused mostly on the low TI and the very low TI Mari basalt, yes.
Any other questions? Actually, I have one. It's a little tangential. But I was intrigued by the Venus data, and you mentioned that the weathering could do that. And I was just curious if you What kind of weathering is driving that, and if it wasn't weathering, what would that maybe tell us about Venus?
So weathering on Venus, because we have the CO2 rich and the extreme hot temperatures, could cause iron leaching and the iron movement. And so if you have iron movement away from the source, you're going to artificially decrease your iron in your basalt, and therefore, by process elimination, increase your aluminum concentrations. The big thing is, if they are basaltic, it still does fit with this model. They would just be partially melts of different areas, and the question is, would they be mantle melts or would they just be residual crustal remelts, similar to the plots from Io there? And so, yes, they don't fit the model perfectly, but they don't discount the model working for Venus. And again, we need a lot more data since we have 3 data points with huge error bars on them currently. So.
Okay. Any other questions?
Okay, so with that presentation, that's the final presentation session. I want to thank everyone for coming, sticking through it. I want to thank co-chair Ryan and Rachel in absentia. And I just want to say that I think I was really enthusiastic about this session. I was really pleased with the quality of the presentations, also the number of what we should call early career researchers. I think is a very good starting point for the next few months and years of lunar science, but also the next several decades. I encourage everybody to attend the afternoon session on lunar stratigraphy. I think, again, we're in a very exciting time. I think by the quality of the presentations, we've got a good start to that and to the next generation of lunar exploration. And we can break early for lunch. Ryan, do you have anything you want to?
No.
Just, I think the one caveat is we do not want to see any of these talks in March up the road at the Woodlands. So time to retire these, put them to pasture, wherever the old talks go. But again, thank you very much for sticking around. Appreciate it. Thank you to our speakers, and have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
had a meeting. Marisol is definitely.
Can he be in your back burner?
Absolutely.
Now we got Walter Kiefer, who's got a gravity component, and Tracy Dupay is coming up.
That's right.
And so we got a lot of people that are interested in Marisol. And I'm doing a lot of geotechnical analog.
And I would say that definitely Marisol is Jessica Sunshine, who's her thesis work is looking at Earth-based telescopic spectrum Galileo data from Mars Hills. Is very interested in studying that, so it's definitely in our target list. I'll mention to her, but you should coordinate with her, because she'll be leading on. She's at UMaryland, yeah.
Well, I just thought about
right.
He knows. He said he's on the. Is he on the team? Somebody's on the team.
I'm the Goddard team. No, thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate it. We'll talk. Yeah. Thank you very much, Scott.